How do you get there? The Son of God, it's recorded that that's what he said, so it must be true. So whenever I'm confronted with these things, I go to him and want to know what to do. He's like, okay, you said this. How can this be? You've obviously brought it to my attention. This revelation is hitting me, just like you said you would, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, in building the knowledge of you. I didn't finish that a minute ago. Epignosis. Remember what we talked about? You got to have gnosis before you can have epignosis. You got to have knowledge before you can build on it. These wisdom and revelations build on the knowledge of God. Every time you get one, it builds the knowledge of God. Wow, and you'll never exhaust them, by the way, okay? I was reminded, going back to years ago, in reading a thing about quantum entanglements. Now, this is in particle physics, okay? Supersymmetry, string theory, bosons, and all that stuff, right? In this quantum entanglement, they have actually demonstrated the truth, not just a mathematical hypothesis, it's actually true, that somehow particles like atoms and even subatomic particles, but specifically atoms, that they have a spin, okay? They're either spinning clockwise or counterclockwise. And that if you change the spin on one, it will instantly, what did I say? Instantly change the spin on the other one that it is entangled with. And that this happens over vast distance. There is, and what blows their mind, and mine too, is that it doesn't matter how far away, because it is instant, like there's no light wave even traveling there. It instantly, because they are intertangled. They are entangled. I use the word intertwined, but that's actually, they talk about that with math and physics, so we won't go there. Entangled. They are entangled. What happens to one happens to the other one instantly. It is as if they are the same. Y'all listen. It's as if they are the same, except they're not, and they can be separated by vast distance, and it doesn't matter. It's still instant. I'm thinking about it. When I remembered that, I went and made sure I was remembering it correctly. I went and looked at a couple of things, and I sat there. I'm almost in tears. I'm like, you know, God in his grace, the benefits and blessings, has even allowed man to get to the place where he at least has an example of what Jesus said 2,000 years ago. You see, the kingdom of God is inside you. How is that possible? Well, you know, if you can have an atom and you can change the spin of that electron and over, you know, like the other side of the universe, instantly that happens, then the kingdom can be in me, right? Like it does, it defies the limits of physical reality and human knowledge. And yet I've just given you an example where something that you can't possibly really fully understand is proven to be accurate empirically. With Jesus, we don't have to prove him to be accurate empirically. We can just have faith in the word that he said and then begin to act on it. The kingdom of God is within, inside you. How do you act on that? What you gonna do? Right? I was talking to a friend the other day as we were discussing some of this, and I said, what you're really asking is, how do you access this? The kingdom is within you. It is vast. It is the kingdom, the realm, the rule, the authority of God, which encompasses basically everything. And it's within you. And I kept using the word dimension because I couldn't think of another word to use. Only it's bigger than that. It is a thing that is the thing, that is everything, that is inside you. How can you possibly access this kingdom? How do you go, it's in you, how do you go into it? We talk about, you know, going into the, you know, in the kingdom of God. How do you go into the kingdom of God? This vast world, if you will, universe of the realm of the knowledge and the authority and the ability of God and Jesus. Look, you don't have to believe me, but you ought to believe him, because he did it. Remember last week with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? How do you think he did that? He accessed this realm. And instantly, it became. Just kind of makes you want to scream, doesn't it? You know, instantly it became. Jesus knew how to do all of this. That's why he could do all of this. And he was kind enough to tell people. Only it was